I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, some riveting conversation we're having here about vegetables this morning on the Hawk and Tom Show. But they were talking about some of our favorite vegetables, and the list of favorites, corn and potatoes pretty much dominated the top, and that makes sense because corn and potatoes are the worst vegetables for you. So, of course, they're going to taste the best. But as far as the others went down the list, they had carrots, tomatoes, onions, green beans, cucumbers, broccoli, cabbage, and peas. And there was a debate of whether tomatoes were actually vegetables or not. And technically they're fruits because they're ovaries.
Well, I told you mac and cheese is my favorite vegetable.
And that's not on the list.
Don't Google it, though. Just take my word. It's a veggie.
All right. Well, what are the vegetables we hate the most? What's your most hated vegetable, Cato?
Gosh, I don't eat beets.
You know what?
Is that a vegetable?
What's so funny, the ones you mentioned on the other list are some of my most favorite vegetables.
Heidi?
I can't think of one that I would not eat.
Really? Well, let me help you.
Yeah, okay. Help me.
The one I hate the most is the vegetable.
Okay, the 10 most hated vegetables, Cato, turnips was one of these. I think this was the least hated of the most hated.
Oh, okay. Turnip, like turnip greens?
Yeah, and then next was beets.
No way, really?
Beets was next on there.
See, I'm not a fan.
Okay, I've not had turnips. Did we have to eat
beets? Yeah, you probably have had turnips and you just don't know it.
I don't think so.
They're in turnip greens.
Well, no, there's a turnip, and then there is a turnip green.
The green part of the turnip.
Oh, well, the turnip part's a white part, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, and so beets, did we have to do that on Torch Tuesday one time? That's the only time I
eat beets.
Well, most people see pickled beets on a
salad bar. And they're red or purple.
Never had them.
Okay, turnips. Sometimes if they turn up in my plate, I'd get rid of them.
I'd rather eat tulips than turnips.
Okay.
That's just my opinion.
Here's one I really don't like at all is radishes.
Oh, I had one of those one time. I had to go to the doctor.
I didn't realize it was kind of spicy.
Yeah, they're pretty hot.
I didn't know that, and it was just recently I figured that out. I can eat them if they're in a salad, but I don't usually buy them.
That's something if I found in the woods, I would have left it there.
Yeah.
I put A&D ointment on my radishes.
Okay, Brussels sprouts was next. My wife loves Brussels sprouts, and we found a way to make them that I can tolerate, and she basically burns them. They get a little flaky, crunchy outside. They're just not quite black burnt, but they're brown burnt.
Yep.
And if you put butter and salt on them and burn them a little, they're edible.
You bake them?
Yeah, I think so. Like broil them, actually, under a broiler.
And I had a friend cook them similar to that, and they were good, but otherwise...
They're garbage.
Yeah. With feta cheese, sunflower seeds, and a little bit of a creamy mayonnaise sauce with barbecue.
Garbage part.
Can you dunk them in chocolate?
No, that would be horrible.
Like a Cadbury egg?
Yeah. Just cover the taste up.
That would be horrible. Okay. When my wife makes Brussels sprouts, our house smells like a fart for the next few days.
You like that, don't you?
No, I really actually don't.
Feels right at home.
That's the, you know how people say, you want to make something, put something like brownies in the oven before you have company over?
Yeah.
Do not cook Brussels sprouts for at least 3 days before company comes over.
Unless you want them to leave early.
Okay.
Okay. Artichokes.
Never had one.
Yum.
Never had.
I think I have, but I'm not sure. You know what? I've had artichoke dip before.
With spinach.
It's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in a dip. Eggplant. I do not like eggplant.
I had eggplant one time, eggplant parmesan.
Right.
And it was really good.
Really?
But that was the one time.
That's because of the parmesan part.
Probably
they had all the cheese on top of it.
I'd rather just eat an egg and a plant. Not that.
Okay, butternut squash.
Never had it.
It's another one my wife loves. Mm. I do not care for any squash, including next on the list was zucchini.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, then this is odd, mushrooms. Is mushrooms a vegetable? I think it's a fungus. Right?
Fungus, yeah, but
so I don't think it's a vegetable.
Can we go back to squash, Tom?
Sure, why not?
You said you do not like squash at all.
Generally, I don't. Zucchini's tolerable, but I just don't care for squash.
But fried squash, when you put like bread, like a cornbread stuff on the round around it, it tastes good. Trust me.
That's because it would have tasted good if you put a stick in between that.
Well, that's true. But I'm like saying that fried squash that they do in the South here is very delicious.
It's just the fried part. The squash, that's just a way to hide the squash.
But I know, but you're still getting the nutrients from the squash.
No, you're frying it in batter and deep fried oil. You're not getting nutrients.
I preferred fried.
Okay.
Okay, and then the number one most hated vegetable was asparagus.
Wow.
I'm surprised. I kind of like asparagus. I don't like how it makes your pee smell for the next day.
I like
day.
That, though.
It is weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know when you've eaten asparagus. Heidi, you're looking at us with a weird blank expression.
Well, I'm just wondering. I was thinking about how I like to eat it, raw or cooked.
Bacon. And wrapped around
sauteed,
it.
Yeah.
And when she was thinking about how it affects her in the bathroom.
I was wondering, yeah.
I don't think I've ever quite smelled that.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Oh, we've got to make her eat some asparagus.
I love asparagus.
Or I'll eat some today and tomorrow I'll show you.
Oh, that's gross. All right. Well, 3 out of 4 of us wish we ate more veggies. 2 out of 3 of us feel guilty about the fact
do
we don't.
Guilty.
And the number one reason why we don't buy vegetables is because we don't eat them, and they rot in the fridge.
You know what? Same thing with fruit. You'll buy fruit, and it'll sit there in a bowl for, you know, a week, and you're like, I should have eaten that.
Yeah, but fruit at least tastes good if you remember to.
That's true. Yeah, bananas, good.
Right.
Apples,
oh, we can. It'll take forever. Fruits are good.
Now let's.
I'm sorry. Who's feeding your kids? I know your wife eats
McDonald's.
Well. They look. I mean, your wife looks great. Jamie's gorgeous.
Yeah, thank you.
So she must be eating right. You, on the other hand, your kids have got to be healthy.
You know what? Kids can eat anything.
Yeah, they're pretty much impervious.
Yeah, until
kids
they
can live on chicken tenders until they're 26.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Mm-hmm. It was designed that way.
Can we talk about our favorite meats next?
That's all of them, Kato.
I know it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.